Now, this has been on my heart. I got to thinking about the contrast between heaven and hell. They know the only comparison, the only thing that there's anything alike about the two as I know of, and we'll say this to start with, is that both of them is eternal. One of them is eternal darkness, and one of them is eternal light. Eternal joy, eternal misery. If you get a hold of your heart this morning, what the Scripture says about this place called hell, but thank God there's a place called heaven too. One of them, sorrow without any relief, that's hell. One of them, misery, that's hell without hope. Also, death without any ending, that's eternal in hell. I know we don't hear a lot of this time and hour about this place, but we're going to read about it in St. Luke chapter number 16. But it's a real place. And when we leave this world, you can just read in this passage of Scripture, you'll see there's nothing that sleeps to go back to the earth but the body. They still conscious. They can see, hear. But I'd like to speak this morning before I read this passage of Scripture. I'm going to share on the simple of this, on the bridgeless gulf. Now, once you've gone, thank God, either to heaven, or you gone, if you're here this morning and you're still lost, and you're dying to go to hell, and I hope you won't. And you know what so bothers me so much is the simple fact of this. I run into so many people that think it's going to be weighed and see what's good and what's bad before the judgment's made. What's a sad situation is the very fact that judgment's already been, condemnation's already on your head. Sometimes I talk to different ones, so I talked to one the other day, said he'd maybe broken five of the commandments, and I had to share with him if he broke one, he'd broke them all. And we're guilty of them all. And therefore, if any man not be in Christ, he's condemned already, condemnation's already upon your head. So it's not the matter of fact if you're here this morning, but if you're here and you're lost this morning, the fact of the matter is, simply this, unless you be born again, one day you'll miss the pearly gates of heaven that we'll be talking about in a little bit, and you go to that awful place. Listen, it's called hell. What a sad thing. It won't be whether you might or not, you must be born again. Read them in St. Luke chapter 16, begin reading verse number 19. Chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus which laid his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. More of the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried with the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And Abraham said, Son, remember that in the lifetime thou receivest good things. Likewise, Lazarus evil thing, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. They which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For how thy brethren, that he may testify unto them, that they may come into this lest they come into this place of what? Torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. He said, nay, Father, Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. He said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded the one rose from the dead. Notice what he said in verse number 26. Beside all this between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So that would come, that would pass from hence to you, cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Would you pray with us this morning? Our Father, we want to thank you for your precious word, for the warnings and exhortation that you've given us in your eternal word. Oh, Lamb of God, this morning we pray that you speak to hearts. May not one leave you this morning, or just lost, undone without you. My God, save this morning by your mighty power. And Lord, we'll ever thank you. We'll ever praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Did you notice what it said? That can nobody go from thence unto there. Nobody can come from there to thence. That's what he said to us. That's what Abraham was saying. That's what Jesus was speaking here in the Word of God. So there's nothing. Listen, he said, first of all, he said, we can't go there. You know, I was thinking about that when I was looking at this, Brother Billy. And the Lord began to say to my heart, if you're going to preach the gospel, listen. If you're going to preach the gospel, it must be now. Must preach it to those around the palace. Must witness to them, testify to them, tell them of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And warn them of such grace as I read about here in the scripture this morning, because we not never been able to go where they are. So Lazarus said to him, Father Abraham, send somebody, send Lazarus, somebody, listen, to preach to my brethren, lest they also come unto this place. You know what he said to them? They don't hear Moses and the prophets. Neither will they persuade the one rose from the dead. They heard the gospel, you'll never hear it again. Listen, they went to the place that they rejected Christ and rejected God. Listen, the Bible says in Mark 9, if you look at it sometime, verse number 44, verse number 46, and verse number 48, you know what it says? For the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. We want you to know this morning that hell is a real place, and heaven is a real place full of glory and grace. And therefore, we can come to the throne room of grace and obtain mercy and grace to help us in a time of need. I never did realize, probably you might not either, the first chapter of the book of Isaiah. You know what it says in Isaiah 1:18? He said, therefore, he tells them, come now, let us reason together. Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be different as wool. Though it be red like crimson, they shall be white as snow. Did you know that God, in the first chapter of the book of Isaiah, is pleading, come, I'll reason with you. God reasoned with people. He's reasonable. I'm telling you, he's holy and righteous also. You know what the book of Isaiah winds up with? Isaiah 66, verse number 24. You know what it says? But verse 2 before that, new heavens and a new earth. It talks about the end. He's now making new. He said, everybody's going to come up before me and worship, he said. He said also the last verse of the last chapter of the book of Isaiah. You know what it says? It says they also shall look on the carcass of those. Listen, well, the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. They rebelled against God, refused the mercy of God. And God said, you'll see them. They're still in torment. But we can't get to them. Can't preach to them. Holy Ghost said, you better preach it now. It'll be too late after a while. You can't go into the torments of the pit and preach it then. Preach it now. Hell's a awful place. It's terrible. It's awful. It sure is. First of all, you know the certainty of hell. It sure is so. I never forgot something my dad told me a long time ago. He used to set up with people. When he was dying. And they didn't have them drugged up like they do now. This man said he didn't believe in hell. Always said he was an infidel and didn't even believe in hell. Said he had him turned. He stood up with him for days. Had him turned. He was having to turn him. Had him turned with his face to the wall. All of a sudden, his men that were sitting with him said he turned over and looked at him with horror in his eyes. You know what he said? Is this the hell y'all been telling us about? Telling me about. Died. You won't cease to be when you leave this world. No. I can testify this my own self. I was in the hospital, old hospital bomb right up here. Back in the early 70s. There's a man in there. He was about to die. Couldn't get a word to him. But I'll tell you what he was saying. He was sort of screaming, crying out. He said, "I'm the fire. Where's the fire? At my feet slipping in the fire." We can try to put it off. We can try to say it's not so. But it's still so. Hell's a real place. Oh, God. He said it's a great blood feast. Can't go down there where they are. When they're gone, let's preach to them while they're alive. See, Lazarus, he wanted to send Lazarus back from the dead, the rich man did, and go to his five brothers and preach to them, lest they also come there. That's why I told him, said, they won't hear Moses and the prophets. They won't hear the one rose from the dead. Don't wait till somebody gets up from the dead and come tells you. We already had one to get up. His name is Jesus. That's all of them. He got victory over death, hell, and the grave. That's all we ever need. Matter of fact, I'm preaching on the bridge of this gut. They couldn't get across that bridge. Man has tried to. He's spanned many bridges. He's crossed many long things. It's amazing to me how they put a bridge across something and not even be anything under. Span it over with braces and back crushes, whatever you want to say. There's one gut that man can't span. One gut that they can't cross. Let's go where they are. The only bridge that's ever been built between us as fallen man and God. The only bridge is the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's Him. The only way is Him. He's the truth, the way, the truth, and the light. No other way you can come to the Father. No other way that you can get there. So there's no way what Abraham's saying. He said, send Lazarus to pick up the tip of his finger in water and come cool my tongue. That will show you a contrast. He was wanting just a tip of water in the burning flames of hell. He couldn't even get that. Now here's heaven. Free river of water of life. Can you see the compassion? Listen, rivers of living water flowing from the throne room of God in the splendors of heaven. That's more than we can imagine, more than words can explain. It's wonderful and marvelous and glorious. Don't have words to explain it. He said, "I'm seen in your hearing the things of God. Have prepared for them that love Him." God's got a wonderful place where there's plenty of river of water, thank God, of life flowing. But in hell, not one drop. Now you tell me where you want to go. Did you know I never had nobody really ever tell me they want to go to hell? They just want to put up, they don't want to put off, they don't want to live for God. They plan on something. Getting things right with God. They plan on something. Accepting the only bridge that you can get to heaven. And I say this, there's a bridge now. I said, just mention who it is. You know who it is, it's Jesus. From earth to heaven. But there's no bridge If you die and go to hell, there's no bridge that you can get back out of hell into heaven. So no person can leave heaven and go there. But no person can leave hell and ever get out of it and go to heaven. No, you can't pray them out of a certain place. Tree falls, so shall it be. I know some of you heard it so many times, probably won't hear it again, but some of you might not have heard it. Sometimes I have problems knowing that some of you haven't been listening to me 40-something years. Some of you have. But you know what? Guess what Preacher Scott Trent was preaching at countywide revival in the tent one Sunday night, August 1965. He's preaching on hell. Can you believe it? All week long, Carol been trying to get me to go. I wasn't interested. I was like a lot of people today. I've been sort of running. I also dreamed when I was a teenager, I died and went to hell, woke up weeping, never got over it. Been under conviction. But finally, I'd run out of excuses, run out of saying no, and went off and was going to stay off from talking to a fella across the road from her granny's. Huh? She comes over to her granny's. Said, come on, go to church with me tonight. I'm not dressed. Come on, I got your clothes. You can go over to granny's and get dressed. Ain't that the truth? What was I going to do? But thank God for a preacher. Get up there and preach on hell. God knew that, what was going to be that message that night. He knew that when they let me dream when I was just a teenager that I died and gone to hell. Woke up weeping. Reason I know this man, I woke up crying just dreaming about dying and going to hell. This man there, he cried. The Bible said he cried in hell. You're talking about crying. He cried in hell. It's an awful place. It's a terrible place. I don't know. The Holy Ghost got a hold of me that night, Brother Billy. Last thing I remember, I was standing back there holding on, trying to hold on the back of that chair. Next thing I knew, I was an altar. Next thing I knew, I had a burden lifted. Jesus, wonderful Jesus, save my old wretched soul. What a Savior. This rich man cried in hell. And you know what was said to him? Son, remember. You know what I think one of the awfulest things in hell is going to be? You can remember the opportunity you had. You can remember when the gospel was preached to you. You can remember when that gospel tract was given to you. You can remember they had their senses. They could remember they cried. Listen, they could feel. He said, son, remember that in our lifetime thou received good things and this imagine didn't have it so good over here, but thank God he's having it good now. You said, did he go to heaven because one was rich, one poor? No, it didn't have anything to do with it. It wasn't that. So you can go to heaven where you got riches or where you're poor. You go to heaven when you get to the place you say, Lord, I surrender it all to you. Because you see, whatever you have is God's in you. Amen. Yes, it is. So he could remember. Son, remember in thy lifetime. He said, remember. Then he says, send Lazarus. He said, no. Can't do it. There's a gut fixed. He said, can't nobody go there. All right, this whole one of them is we can't go and can't leave heaven and we can't go from heaven to hell. But thank God, he said, them that's in there can't come to us either. Whew. You say, oh, what's the levels can come to me? They can't come. I wish it would repent it too. You know what Brother Charles Haddon Spurgeon's mama told him one day before he was converted? The Prince of Preachers had been dead over 100 years. You know what she said to him, son? I'll have to testify against you at the day of judgment if you don't come to Christ. See, I'll take stand with God. So will you have to. So will I. Oh, Lord. Remember. So we can't go there, neither can they come from thence. There's nothing going to enter heaven. Nothing going to leave those pits of hell and enter heaven to defile it. You can thank God for that. And glory to God. Nothing. No person. That's not all. You stop and think about it. Not only can we not go there, but let's look at a few things that we have in heaven that you're not going to have in hell. Number one, I mentioned it a while ago. We're going to have light. Hallelujah. What did God say? He said, don't need no need of the sun, the moon, because the Lamb bears the light. Listen, we have light in the beautiful city, the light of the new Jerusalem, in the new earth, the new heavens. What a glorious place. But I'm telling you, in hell there'll be no light. We have eternal light. They have eternal darkness. It's outer darkness. An eternal darkness. No light. None. Whatsoever. Darkness. Second thing. Not only do they don't have light, they don't have no love. Heaven's going to be full of love. But you know what's going to be in hell? Hatred. Awful. And I already mentioned this. Some things in heaven that can't go to hell. No water. No light. No love. Here's another thing just you to think about if you're on the wrong road. You think about rest we're going to have in heaven. Look at the contrast between that. The Bible said there's no rest, saith my God, to the wicked. They're like the troubled sea, can't rest day nor night. Won't be no rest. The perfect peace. There won't be any peace in hell. We'll have peace in heaven. We'll have rest in heaven. There'll be no rest in hell. We'll have joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. They won't have no joy. It cannot go down there. It won't be there. It'll be misery and sorrow and suffering and pain. Why are we in heaven where we do more crying? It's all over. They're going to be there suffering. You don't want to go there. Young people, I pray with you. Beg you. One in with your chest. He believed what we say we believe about hell. He said he'd crawl across a barrier on glass to rescue one perishing soul. Oh, God, help us. Oh, Lord, help us. Hell's the real place. The certainty of hell. The crowds in hell. You don't want to be. You read the book of Revelation. Homos, adulterers, goes on drunkards, liars, sorcery, on and on and on. All shall have part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone. Every once in a while we'll burn a big pile of trash, a bunch of trees, something we pushed up, clearing. Let it get good and dry and soak it good. Set it afire. Now I'm amazed still every time. how far we had to back away. But Danny told us to make a little trail there. Just use a little gas for that, and it'll just stay back away. But I'm amazed at the heat that comes. It almost burned you. And also, I was amazed we burned one not too long ago. And it wasn't even close enough for the flames. No, we're about close enough for the flames to reach another tree. But you know, the heat scorched it. Scorching leaves and turned them just from the heat. Standing way back, you can feel the heat. Every time, not one time, that I can remember that God don't remind me. Well, even when I see fire and burning, ticker, big brushes of fire, but this awful place called hell. As I said, everything's different about them, heaven and hell. All the wonders and splendors you'll enjoy over there. How wonderful it is. We'll have eternal life. Those in the pit will have eternal death. Revelation 25, blessed and holy is he that part in the first resurrection. For over him the second death hath no power. They shall be priests in Christ of God and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? There's not one thing this world's got to offer you. There's not a pleasure or thrill in this life even compared to what God's got waiting for us. We have pleasures forevermore in the house of God. While people living for pleasures, while people living for temporary things, Apostle Paul said, I'm not looking at those temporary things. I'm looking at the things that are eternal. And this morning I want to try to get over the point simply this. There's so much difference between heaven and hell. I'm telling you, there's no listen. Everything about it is completely different except eternal. And both eternal. Thank God. And what's so wonderful about this morning? If you're in hell, you can't cross it then. But now, from Holland's state of man, there's been a bridge made that you can cross on. There's a way. Now, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of what? Death. But Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. I like these verses. I like to share them with people. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've got Romans 6:23 on our sign out there, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. How is it? Through what? Lord Jesus Christ. Tell you something. We earned death. We deserved it. But we didn't earn nor deserve this gift. But God gave it to us. Through His Son. You don't have to die and go to hell. You know what? It burdened my heart so heavy to even preach on hell. But listen, what gives me thankful and grace is the fact that you don't have to die and go there. You got to, there's a way, there's a hope, there's life. Thank God. Life beyond here. And it's eternal life that God's given us in Christ Jesus. So Romans 6:23, all have sinned. Romans 10:9-10 says, thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in the heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart and then believe with the righteousness, the mouth confesses is made unto salvation. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call on the Lord shall be saved. I hope the Holy Ghost will let you see enough difference in where are you going to spend eternity. Difference between heaven and hell that you don't want no part of hell. But you'll come to Christ. Jesus is the one speaking these words. He's the one who said that mark. Yes, he was. And I'm glad he's the way. He's the truth. of life. He'll give you life. He'll give it to you abundantly in Christ Jesus. You can be on your way to heaven. But he that believeth not is what? Condemned already. See, where people make the mistake is they want to wait the judgment day and say, Lord, I've done this, I've been... That's not going to work, folks. You must come now. You can't wait till you're weighing the balance. Because if you do, you're going to come up on him. Come to Christ. Come to him. Amen. Christ in you is the what? The hope of glory. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a what? New creature. He said that we're accepted in the beloved. We're complete in him. Fact of the matter, it's just all him anyway. Every way you turn, in every way you go. And I want to go back to Isaiah as we close now. Isaiah 1. Come. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, listen, he'll take them and make them white. Wash you in the blood. He started off, come, let us reason together. And he wound up with this verse. I quote it a while ago, but I want to read it before we close. And it's found in the last verse of the book of Isaiah. And it says simply this. Well, the last three verses says, for as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make, which remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. It's come to pass that from one moon to another and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come and worship me, saith the Lord. And they shall go forth, it's the last verse, and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. And for their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be as abhorrent to all flesh. That's pretty strong, isn't it? That's what Isaiah wound up with. But listen, he started off saying, come. He started off saying, come. He said, come. What did he start off with? Well, in the 18th verse, he started off with this, in Isaiah 1, here's a gospel message. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, and though they be white as... He said, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. What's God saying this morning? He said, come unto me. What did he say in Matthew 11:28? Come unto me, all you that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You want to go where you can have rest? Come to Christ. Won't be none in another place. Now, I'm going to tell you, my heart's crying this morning that somebody is going to come to Christ this morning. Somebody's going to repent of their sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. My prayer is that no one would leave here this morning lost.